Welcome, Babalo Ndenzi. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, good morning, Clarence.
Okay, so 12 political parties essentially declaring donations over 150,000 rands.
100,000 rands.
100,000 rands.
Yes, okay. 100,000 rands. So these 12 parties have declared these donations above that amount. And this is contained in the annual report, which is the political party funding annual report of the IEC. And that has been submitted to Parliament, which has been ATC'd and published by Parliament. So the annual report basically details all these donations that have been declared either by the donors themselves or by the political parties that receives the donations. And it's a number of them, Clarence. The Botoboto Commercial Enterprise gave a 10 million rand donation.
Is that the biggest in terms of quantum, Babalo?
Yes, it's the biggest in terms of quantum, but there are also similar donations by other individual donors. In fact, it's one of the biggest. The biggest one is 15 million rand donation by billionaire Martin Marshall, which was during the second quarter of the financial year, which ended last year, and this was made to the DA. And the ANC also got a substantial amount from Botoboto, which is 10 million. And those are not the only parties to get substantial amounts from these private donors. Harry Oppenheimer's granddaughter, one of his granddaughters, Jessica Slack-Gell, also made a substantial donation during the financial year to Action SA, which was 8 million rand. But she also gave to the ANC, I guess, to be fair, she also donated 2 million rand to the ANC. That's also been declared, but in a separate quarter of the financial year. So she makes these donations, at different times to different parties. So those are just some of the payments that have been made, to these political parties. Gayton McKenzie, for example, also made a donation to his own party, the Patriotic Alliance. Now, these were two payments of 150,000, as well as one of 160,000 rand.
I don't think that counts. Does that count if you're giving it, to yourself? I'd like to know which parties are actually appearing on the radar in terms of this declaration.
Well, it's mostly the ANC and the DA, the bigger ones. The other smaller parties aren't really donating these massive amounts. And these are from either, international donors. There are some foundations here. There are companies. There are all sorts of different kinds of donors. But it's mostly the DA, the ANC, Action SA, as well as the EFF, which is also quite a smallish compared to the others donation of 150,000 rands, which was also from a business entity. And that was declared in the second quarter of the last financial year of the, political party funding. And they also published, Clarence, not just the private donors, but they also published, the various amounts that will be going to the parties proportionally. And this is not from, this is from the represented political party fund and not the multi-party fund, which deals with private donors. Now, the IEC is dishing out most of the money to the ANC as the biggest party. Yeah. It was 148 million, with the DA coming in at 62 million and the EFF getting 40 million from this fund. And the Freedom Front Plus also getting, a substantial cut because of the proportional representation of 15 million, I beg your pardon, and the IFP getting 14 million. So they've published all these numbers and all these donations and all this money that's moving around as we head into the elections. But, we've also spoken to independent candidates just for info, Clarence, and they also say that, hopefully at some point, even though they're not represented yet, they will be considered because it's quite expensive, campaigning and going around the country.
Yeah, those small guys are on the back foot, and some of them are really deserving, I think, of their time and day in the sunshine. So that's the lay of the land. It doesn't necessarily sound more significant than previous years, Babalo, given that, I think all of us are expecting a watershed election for various different reasons. I would have maybe expected more vested interests translating into substantial monetary kind of flows to political parties.
Yeah, it's not much different. I mean, this is not the first report they've published. We know that this started in 2021. The Political Party Funding Act was developed and came into effect in 2021. And it also established this this represented political party fund. So it's been in existence for about 3 years, and they publish these quite regularly, quarterly actually.
They've just now
consolidated them into one annual report and financial statements.
I think it's the best thing that can happen to our democracy, the kind of transparency around money flows to political parties. As I said, I would have liked to have seen this just flow a little more indiscriminately. What is the quid pro quo is the question. Is there quid pro quo? Should the investment not just be in democracy itself, the contestation of ideas? Isn't that what we need more of? More ideas? But it is 9:30, and we thank Babalwa Ndenzi, EWN parliamentary correspondent. If you have views, 0725671567.